Varadhanaya Pana Vayikra Adonai Adonai El Rachum Echanon Berach HaPayim Berach Chasid V'Yemes Natsach HaSel Lefinos Yevon Bepesha V'Chata V'Nakei Sechta Lavaneinu V'Chata Seinu Nechaltanu. Okay. In Perkei Avos, the fifth parak, Ben Hehe says, also a ger, we said that there was a ger who they probably had to hide his identity, so they called him Ben Hehe or Ben Bagbag, after the Hehe that Avram's name was changed with at the first convert. Avram was the first ger, Hehe or Bag, Bag is Begumatria Hehe. So in Perkei Avos, Ben Hehe has a very famous statement. Lefum tsa, vayavar adonai salachti chid varecha. Lefum tsara agra, very well-known comment, that the degree of effort and struggle, toil, that a person exerts, that determines the degree of schar. That obviously can be expressed two ways. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers schar to someone that works harder on something. It also means that the harder you work for something, the more emotionally invested you are, and the deeper, more meaningful, and more formative that experience will be. So if you study Torah, it takes effort and toil, and you're staying up late at night, and when you're not feeling well, and when you're tired, it's not just that Hashem will reciprocate with more schar, but the inherent experience will be superior. Lefum tsara agra is not a reward, it's a result. The more that you invest emotionally, the harder you fight for something, the harder you struggle with something, the more meaningful it will be. As I mentioned, the last time we learned Avos Rav Nasan, in Avos Rav Nasan, this statement is attributed to Hillel, not to his colleague Ben Hehe, but to Hillel. And it also has a story. Hillel was walking and he found two people. And they were bringing chitim. He asked one of them, how much are you selling it for? And he said, I'm selling it for 100 shekel, for a barrel. Then he asked the other person who was bringing the same object, how much are you selling it for? And he said, I'm selling it for 200 shekel. So Hillel inquired, it's the same barrel of wheat. Why are you selling it for 100? And you're selling it for 200. So we'll see in a moment. Vayavar Adonai apana vayikra. Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Lechanon, El Hapayim Rav Chesed, V'yemes Lezer Chesed, V'yemes Yevon, Lofesha, V'chata'a, V'nakei, V'selachta Lavaninu, V'lachataseinu Nechaltanu. So Hillel inquired of these two wheat salesmen, why are you selling the same object for 100 shekel more than your friend? So they got angry at Hillel. They said, you idiot Babylonian. Hillel lived in Babel and he moved to Israel. He said, Bavli Tifsha, you idiot. Of course we can sell it for more than 100 shekel more. Because we traveled a greater distance to harvest and to bring these wheats, this wheat barrel to market. Therefore we have the right to sell for an extra 100 shekel. At which point Hillel could have gotten angry. But he wasn't angry. And this is an indicator of Hillel's patience. And we'll see Hillel's patience later. Hillel says, oh, of course, that's what I said. That was my statement from Sara Agra. You're just reflecting my statement. The amount of effort a person commits determines the amount of reward. You traveled double the journey. You can charge double the price. And Hillel engages them in conversation, and somehow this conversation leads to their being converted. It seems like they weren't Jewish, or they were Jewish, but they weren't so from, and somehow Hillel used this moment, instead of being angry and retaliating, he employed this moment to try to be Makariv then. So what do you see from this story? Three things. Number one, as I mentioned, Hillel's patience. Hillel never forfeited a Kiruv moment. Hillel could have been very angry, could have been very, very retaliatory. He could have been aggressive. Why are you calling me an idiot Babylonian? He was very calm, he was very patient, and ultimately these people who scoffed him became converts. Number two, you see that Lefum Tsara Agra isn't just about Torah and religion, but it's also about life, because Hillel was applying this adage about Torah learning and about mitzvah performance to life, and this is something we believe deeply, that our religious experience mirrors life. I hope you're starting to see that a lot of the concepts you learn about in the Gemara can be applied to real life, if you understand them properly, because Torah is a blueprint for human experience and for the entire world, so every bit of Torah you study can be applied to life. So Hillel, actually, I mean, they were applying, Hillel was just responding, but Hillel realized that his adage or his metaphor for Torah study could be applied to life, and they were applying Lefum Tsara Agra to market conditions. And finally, what you see is that Lefun Sarah Agar doesn't just mean the amount of toil and struggle. Vayavar Adonai Apana Vayikra. Adonai, Adonai, Arachom Echanon, Arachapayim Rav Chesed, V'yemes, Natsar Chesed, L'olafin L'sevon, Rafesh Shevechata, V'nakei, V'selachta L'avoneinu, L'chataseinu, N'chaltanu. The people who were charging an extra 100 shekel for the wheat didn't say they had to harvest with more struggle or that their harvesting tools were blunt and they had to work harder. They were just saying we have to travel a longer distance. So sometimes Lefun Sara Agra is measured by the amount of effort and struggle, sometimes just how long it takes you. Some people, to accomplish something in life, and certainly in Torah, takes them a little bit longer. These salesmen with the wheat, they had to travel from a greater distance. They were traveling from Johannesburg rather than from to Israel, than from Cape Town. Then Cape Town is shorter? Which is shorter? Well, longer. So they were traveling from Cape Town rather than from Johannesburg. So it's not like they had to work harder, they just had to travel a longer distance. So Lefun Sara Agra doesn't just mean the amount of effort and struggle, but the amount of time and the amount of and how long the process takes. And the longer the process, the more schar HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, and ultimately, the more deeply ingrained, excuse the pun, the more deeply ingrained it is in your identity because you've just spent more time with it. They tell a very famous story about the Netziv, that the Netziv was once lying awake in his bed at night, and he was eavesdropping on his parents. And his parents were saying, oh, the Netziv's older brother, he'll be a gadol, he'll be a big Talmud Chacham. Poor Naftali, he's very dumb, he's very thick-skulled. Maybe he'll be a cobbler one day, maybe he'll be a shoe cobbler. And the Netziv was so hurt by that comment that he cried and he cried and he cried, and he determined that his life, he'd become a Talmud Chacham. And he just worked harder. He just worked harder than everyone else to become a Talmud Chacham. He spent more time learning. I've been around the yeshiva world close to 35 years. I've seen a lot of intellectuals flame out. I've seen a lot of people who are average intelligence just become persistent and tenacious and work at it and work at it and work at it. And one day, you know what? They become a Talmud Chacham. So it's not how bright you are, it's how hard you work at something and how long you spend working at it, and your resilience and your perseverance that determines the quality and, of course, the schar that Hashem provides. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day.